It was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
It was good, bro. Checking in another week.
What's the word, man? Another week. Same shit, different day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. February, Black History Month. You know, them niggas finally tried to show. They tried to show a little love, you know.
They gave
like what, 5 different black people an award, I think. That might be a world record.
It could. I really have to do the research on that. I wish I would have thought about that. But
like, fuck around, it might be. But no, if y'all know what we talking about the Grammys, man. This week is gonna be the first introduction to y'all, like seeing the short form. Yeah. We're gonna go through this real smooth. Like, you know, sometimes we got different topics that we just want to jump into. So this is one of them times. So yeah, bro. No, the Grammys. First and foremost,
if y'all know me, if y'all know Jesse, y'all know how we feel about this shit. We've been saying this since 2019. It's fuck the Grammys. Always have been, always will be. I'm gonna throw that out there first and foremost. Secondly, before we even get into like the categories and shit, I will say, I do think that arguably this might have been the blackest Grammy show that I've seen. Personally,
I mean, we heard the Dream say nigga clear.
We did hear the Dream say nigga clear. He did not give a single fuck. Honestly, we can start with a hip hop tribute though, for real. We can start there. I think that was definitely the highlight of the damn show, personally.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. I ain't watched the show. I just watched the socials, to be honest. Like, I watched the socials while I was on. I watched the highlights and shit like that, but I ain't watched the show, so I might have missed a few people perform. I did see Jay-Z perform his, and I seen Busta perform his. I heard about LL Cool J. Like, I saw somebody tweet about LL Cool J, but I didn't see a video performance of LL Cool J.
More of the hip hop tribute, though. Bro, they missed a lot of people, but they gave us a good run through. I wish they would have actually stuck with like going through from the beginning, like of hip hop to the current. They kind of jumped around a little bit, but LL was out there, Queen was out there, Run DMC.
Was Light there?
Light was MCing, but Light didn't. She wasn't in the tribute.
Interesting.
I'm trying to think. They didn't have that many women rappers from that era in the tribute, now that I'm thinking about it.
They didn't have one of the major, like, one of the most important women figures involved in that. I heard that Queen wasn't there.
Yeah. Nicki was not involved in it whatsoever. I don't know why she wasn't at the Grammys to begin with. Yeah. I don't know what that whole story is. I don't know. I feel like if she was there or if she had been invited, I can't see her not being a part of it, to be honest. But then again, you never really know. I don't know who's behind the planet and everything. Nelly. They had Method Man for Wu-Tang.
What verse did Method do?
I feel really bad because I don't know why the name of the song is in my mind, but the M-E-T-H-O-D, man, he just did that verse.
That one. That's the name of the song too, just so you know.
Okay. I ain't want to wrong. I thought so, but I wasn't sure. So I wasn't gonna say, you know, because it was slipping me. I wasn't trying to
slip you.
But it was definitely more people from like that like 90s era. Oh, Public Enemy.
They performed together.
Yeah, not all of them. It was just Flav and
Chuck D.
LL had his part. I'm trying to think who else outside of the young people they had, because they had Baby, Glorilla. They had Uzi come out at the end.
I fucking guess. See,
I'm really forgetting all the people they had. Like, it was dope to see it happening at the Grammys. I don't feel like it was necessarily put together and constructed the best, but it was cool to see them celebrate hip hop at the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it felt like the BET Awards for like 15 minutes. You know what I mean? So,
you know, sometimes in life, you just got to accept the fact that a win is a win. Because there's a lot of things that I probably could complain about with that. Anyway, it was, you know, went about. But a win is a win. You know, that's a win for Black people. We got the a little bit more exposure. You know, they might have paid Beyonce a little bit more to be there and not win nothing. So, you know, Black people took home some money, man. That's all I care about.
But we starting to rap for these categories, right?
Yeah, we could do that.
For sure. Okay. Best rap performance, you had God Did, you had Vegas by Doja Cat, you had Pushing P by Gunna, you had FNF by Hit Kid, and you had The Hard Five by Kendrick. The Hard Part Five won. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like you would have went a different route?
Performance, yeah, that makes sense. That video, like the video, the impact of the video and how it came out and all that shit, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't know if it would have changed if God Did had a video. Probably not, at least not in my opinion, but I think that would have been probably second. Shout out to Gorilla, though, for the first time.
If FNF would have been a freestyle first, like, say she would have did that shit on the radio and blew that shit into a song, like how G Herbo did that one song, that Who Wanted Shit.
Yeah.
Like, if she would have went on the radio, did FNF as a freestyle, then Lucky would have been a better rap performance to me. Just because it's like, damn, as a story, that would have been crazier than, like, you know, just her putting a video out type shit.
So you are looking at the performance aspect of it, whether that be video, like just the performance aspect of the song.
Yeah, but also, like, because all that play into it, like,
yeah,
it plays into how I'm going to take the inflection of certain words and shit like that when I'm seeing your facial expression express it. You know what I'm saying? Plus, yeah. Kendrick was standing in a red room,
yeah,
basically doing like a colors fucking thing. So it's like, camera focused on him. He has to perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he got to make us feel every word. So he did that. I'm not knocking that. But I'm also saying, like, if them, like, vocally, Glow really killed FNF. So yeah, that was more so like a freestyle that developed into a song.
Yeah.
I would damn near go with that over to Kendrick shit. I ain't gonna lie. You get what I'm saying? And that's not knocking Kendrick or saying he was less than or anything like that. But it's just like on some, like, impact wise, like Glorilla had a big ass song. So if that shit started freestyle, yeah, the impact would have been way crazier. And it's already crazy as hell.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't disagree with that. At all. I mean, the nom itself already showed like how big the song is, so I don't disagree with your point on that at all. Best rap album, that God Did, I Never Liked You, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, which is so crazy that got a nom. Miss Morale and the Big Steppers, and that's, It's Almost Dry.
That's the token white boy right now. What you mean it's crazy that he got a nod?
It's crazy in the sense of, like, yes, he's the token white boy, but out of all the rap albums that could have got noms, come on.
Bro, he has to get one every year. If it's not rap album, it's going to be song of the year. It's going to be rap song of the year. It's going to be whatever the fuck category they feel like putting them in.
I mean, I feel you. I get it. I know they're going to do that. I'm just saying I disagree. Not that maybe. But, I feel that. Yeah. But Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers won Best Rap Album of the Year. Even without my bias, I do think that's the best rap album. But yeah, nah. I wouldn't have been mad if Pusha won. I don't know how close that was, but Pusha could have won. I don't think, like, I Never Like You, but I don't think that really had a chance of winning this category. And I also don't think God Did was a good enough album as a whole to really have a shot either. But I mean, decent category, I guess, outside of me.
Pusha was It's Almost Dry.
Yeah.
Interesting. I got one song off of that album, brother.
Yeah, you're not a... Well, we talking about this. You're not a huge Push fan, though.
I like Push, bro. It ain't that I'm not... Like, I like Push. Like, King Push, that was a hard album, you feel me? Daytona was hella decent, too. It's Almost Dry was just a different vibe for me. It felt different, so I ain't really rock with that one like that. But, no, I mean, I think that they got the shit right as far as, like, shit, who the fuck is going to fight against Kendrick?
Yeah, I didn't rap.
Yeah, but I think like
Kendrick being nominated.
This might be a hot take. I don't know, but I feel like Kendrick pulled like a Beyonce shit.
In which way?
Like, he gave us this conceptual album that was similar. Whoa, pause. Not similar, but in the same vein as like a Lemonade.
I get the similarity. You get that. I get what you get at.
Yeah. So it's like, how do you compete with that? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's already Kendrick. Yeah. Then he gonna drop this type of album where it's like...
The man dropped a therapy session.
Oh, exactly. Like, subject matter wise, you can't go up against it because, nigga, it's literal therapy. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's literal therapy. So it's like, you can't even fight against this shit. You just gotta lay down and take the L. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, Push did look a little salty too, but I mean, that's tough. He's just gonna have to go with that. Moving to R&B, best R&B performance. Got Virgo's Groove by Beyonce, Here With Me by Mary J. Blige, Hours and Hours by is it Moon? I never knew what the first name is. Is it Moon? Is Money Long? Is that what it is?
No, it's Money Long, bro.
Money Long. Okay, I figured it might have been. Over Lucky Day, and then Hurt Me So Good, Jasmine Sutton, and Money Long one.
This was for what?
Best R&B performance.
Okay, that makes sense. It's just weird hearing that somebody beat Jasmine Sullivan in a fucking performance.
I was going to say, I feel like it should have went to Jasmine. I'm not going to lie. Hurt Me So Good.
But I'm like, Hurt Me So Good wasn't one of them ones for me, though.
Well, it was one of them ones for me. I don't know about that. It was one of them ones for me. It was. Especially off the Deluxe. Especially off the Deluxe, for sure.
I'm not gonna lie. Off the Deluxe, this is weird. But I like when women sing certain songs, and I listen to it in the ear of, this is her singing this to me. Or like, look, like, listen to how beautiful she sounds singing these words specifically.
So you didn't like the words of the song because you felt like...
Nah, I'm not saying that. I was getting to my point. I was going to say that the best song on the Deluxe to me is BPW, bro.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's a given. We not.
Now, if this was on the performance, it's like, you can't go against that.
I wonder why they didn't kind of like, maybe they meant it in this way. But vocally, I think it's between Hurt Me So Good and Virgo's Groove, if that's the song I'm thinking about on Renaissance. I think it is. But vocally, I don't think nothing is
that's the touching one that, her. Virgo's Groove is the one that, it's the way you
I think that's it.
Yeah, she went crazy.
No, yeah, no, she went crazy. So, you know, yeah. She be honest. Beyonce.
I'm like, Beyonce, she could cross into multiple genres. I mean, Beyonce be fucking rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
she be having bars and shit like that. So it's like, I'm not mad at it, but at the same time, it's like, what are we doing when it comes to like certain categories? Because yeah, we want Black people to win, but at what expense are we going to take away from other Black people, I guess? Because we just throw Beyonce in every category when she drops an album that's specifically pop, dance, you know, for this community and shit like that. Then how do we just throw her in every other category? It's like, damn, bro, y'all taking away from other artists that could win. You know what I'm saying? That's no knock to her. You know, congratulations on breaking the record and shit like that and having the most Grammys. That's cool. But I'll just be wondering, like, damn, like, what hope does that give to the younger artists to even fucking release good shit? I think that might be part of the reason why we get so much ass music. Like oh, I ain't getting a Grammy. I ain't even putting this out there to make a Grammy. Like, I'm trying to hit a lick, you know? Make some music that people would like, listen to, maybe want to relate to and shit like that.
Right. I mean, I definitely agree with your point in regards to just not throwing B in everything. And I know how I feel about that. Listen, look, ain't nobody saying she ain't great. She just don't have to be thrown into everything. But I do think, I don't know if I agree with the artist's point, only because I don't think artists, especially now, care enough about the Grammys for that to be like a legitimate like thought process. I ain't saying you care about the Grammys, bro. I don't think they put a lot of stock into them to Grammys defining or affirming who they are as artists. I ain't saying that nobody want one. I'm like, yeah, everybody, I would imagine every artist wants a Grammy. I just don't think they look at it like, oh, if I don't have X amount of Grammys for this album or that album, that the album wasn't great or the album isn't a classic or my best body of work or whatever the case may be. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, shit, I don't know though, because I'm like, what's the purpose? Like, outside of, you know, I'm doing this to, you know, give my mom a house, or I'm doing this to make $1 million, or I'm doing this to, you know, for generational wealth. You get what I'm saying? Like, once you reach that point, what's the purpose of doing this shit? And if it's not, like outside of the love. Because motherfuckers end up falling out of love with music, you know? And it got to be some motivation to keep you going. Look at Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think about
something
like
that. I don't think it was Grammys for Mike, though.
No. I'm not saying that it was Grammys for Mike, but I'm saying, like, outside of the love for music, like, it had to be something more. Like, you know, for Mike, it was more than just the love for the music. It was the people. It was performance. It was the fact that he had to take care of so many people, for real. Yeah. I mean, but it was other factors besides just the music. I love the music, and I'm secure within the artist that I am. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I don't think that, like, a Drake cares about a Grammy, but I also could see, like, a Coi Leray doing an album and thinking that her album is really well and submitting it to the Grammys and shit like that and being really crushed over the fact that she doesn't win one. You know, like, I'm saying, like, that's why I'm like, shit, newer artists, I feel like they still, like, newer artists that are really artists and not just trying to, you know, catch a lick and shit like that, really putting, like, time and effort into, like, their albums and, like, their marketing and shit like that. Like, I think they do be affected by that shit. Like a St. John.
Man.
Like, St. John put together some fire ass projects. So if he is to then go submit that, and I'm not saying that any of these people are upset about Grammy nominations or not being winning Grammys or whatever. I don't fucking know. I'm just saying, like, public outside looking in, I could look at these in comparison to, like, a Drake or a Kendrick, lower tier artist, you know, and be like, oh shit, they probably could care because I see how much they care about the art. Like, a Doja Cat, a St. John, Coi Leray, like, they care a lot about their artistry. So I could see the impact of a Grammy, or if they care about that. I'm not saying that they do, but if they did, I could see it, like, just like.
Damn, I guess, yeah. Maybe that's just a bigger question of, does winning a Grammy, like, as any type of new or younger artist, does winning a Grammy, is that the one thing that can really put, like, catapult you into that sphere of stardom?
If you would put you,
you're like, can you be a star without it in that sphere?
I think it puts you in that. I don't think you can. Look at Trey Songz. Hey, I ain't saying I fuck with Trey Songz. That nigga's fighting some allegations that I am not standing by. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, has he ever been nominated for a Grammy? I'd have to look it up,
but I don't know if he's ever been nominated.
I don't know if he has. You get what I'm saying? And if he has, it hasn't even been, like, put in our faces like that to where we would remember it. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, artists like that, I'm like, shit, Drake, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, they all came out around the same time, nigga. Who got nominated for a Grammy and then look at what happened to their career or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, Chris Brown.
Them coming out at the same time, though. I don't know. Because I still wouldn't necessarily look at them three and be like, it wasn't an equal playing field, bro. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't an equal playing field. Like, Drake had Wayne behind him. And Breezy would have been.
I mean, Chris was Chris.
Chris was Chris. You know what I'm saying?
But who else? But it was Chris and Trey.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think. I mean, you mentioned Drake. I don't think Drake necessarily is for them.
No. I was saying, like, just for a frame of, like, reference for time. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm saying, like, Drake went and got his Grammys. or even nominations. You get what I'm saying?
All actually, battles. Drake was after both of them. Now that I think about it,
yeah, Trey Songz put Drake on technically.
Technically, yeah, very technically. Very technical.
So never be big as Trey Songz, boy. Was she wrong? That was just negative energy for me to feed on.
That's actually really wild to think about. Crazy. Album of the year, which is awarded to the artist and the featured artist of a, you know, of a full project. So you have Voyage by ABBA, 30 by Adele, Un Verano Sin Ti. I'm rough on my Spanish, so I don't know if I said that right. But by Bad Bunny, Renaissance Beyonce, Good Morning Gorgeous Mary J, In These Silent Days by Brandi Carlile, Music of the Spheres by Coldplay, and Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick, Special by Lizzo, and Harry's House by Harry Styles, which was the winner of the very controversial album of the year.
Yeah, it was hella controversial because I just didn't hear that album. I didn't hear that album on the radio, but I don't listen to the radio, so that's kind of, I don't know why I said that. But I didn't hear it on like a commercial. I don't watch TV. I watch streaming services. I don't know why I said that either. But I just didn't hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my fucking point. I didn't fucking hear it. Like, maybe the white people was in the house hearing that shit. Maybe it's on commercials. Maybe it's on the radio. Maybe it's attached to your favorite brand. But we didn't hear that album. Like, the people, we didn't hear that album. We don't know that album. We know, yeah. We might know who Doug is based off of who he came from, you know what I'm saying, One Direction. Yeah. But outside of that, we don't know that nigga.
Yeah, pretty much, bro. And I feel like that's what a lot of people was up in arms about, and rightfully so. Because I do think that, when you talk about album of the year, it should be an album that was listened to or was received by the masses, or as many people, different groups as possible. And I just don't think, now granted, I could be biased because I don't know the album, nor do I really know the reach of it because I'm not following Harry Styles.
I'm going to say this right now. If SZA don't win album of the year next year, it's ridiculous.
Album of the year, that's February.
It's ridiculous. If she don't win album of the year next year, nigga.
Damn. It's tough. That is tough.
Because when did it drop?
Oh, no, it's in the head. No, it's in the head. It's in the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just wild to say that when there's so much time before the window closes and you don't know what else is there. Please.
Man, that shit was hard. I don't know. Impact-wise, that shit was crazy.
Yeah. It should get a nom. I would definitely be surprised to not see it get a nom after its reception up to this point. So yeah. But who would be your winner for how many years? Just for fair.
Out of that, album of the year. And who were the other nominees? I'm sorry.
You had ABBA, you had Adele, you had Bad Bunny, you had Beyonce, Mary J, Brandi Carlile, Coldplay, Kendrick, and Lizzo.
Yeah, they just throw Mary J in every fucking, never mind. But, I probably would, I guess by default, I probably would have won Beyonce. Like album of the year,
I would have went. I think it should have been between four. I could have seen Adele winning. I could definitely have seen Bad Bunny winning. I could see Beyonce winning, and yes, I'm gonna say I could have saw Kendrick.
I think this was Adele like least impactful album though. Like besides the Easy on Me record, I think impact wise, like the album didn't like do that crazy in comparison to like 20 and shit.
So when you're talking about impact, because I feel like for her fan base, it was impactful. I just don't think it was necessarily her most, I don't want to say recognized, you know what I'm saying? But
when it dropped, it was here, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't heard nothing about it. That's what I'm saying. I feel like before Adele lasted, you know what I'm saying? Like, when like the last couple albums came out, it was like, oh, we heard them songs, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, we heard different singles come out. This album, we heard Easy come up, Easy, Take It Easy on You, or whatever the fuck. And that's the only song we've heard. You know what I'm saying? And then, outside of that, we haven't heard it like that.
Yeah, and I don't think the album was made. I don't think the album was made to be mainstream, personally. And I say that as like 30 kind of being my like deep introduction to Adele, if you will. And like that making me kind of like go back and really, really listen to everything else. But 30 was like extremely personal and just based on like things she said.
I listen to it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, but like, I don't think she marketed it in a way like to, like, it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't hella singles type of deal. I think it was like, here's this lead single, here the album, whatever y'all take from it, this is what it is. I don't put everything into it, I'm good, you know, type of deal. But yeah, but no, I mean, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be either Beyonce or Bad Bunny. Those were two names I heard.
Yeah, I'm like, Bad Bunny had a Drake record. I fuck with it too.
Bad Bunny had a crazy year in general.
Listen to Bad Bunny, bro, outside the Drake record.
Bro, here's the thing. I don't listen to Bad Bunny, but I heard about Bad Bunny all the time. I heard Bad Bunny's music everywhere. So, like, I'm talking about him having a crazy year from, like, a distance. Like, no, I'm hearing, like, everybody talking about him. Everybody saying his concert was nuts. Like, you know, all that type of shit.
Yeah, I'll be hearing that. I ain't gonna lie.
But yeah, man, I mean, that's our Grammy review. Nothing too crazy. We is what it is. Grammy's gonna Grammy. You feel me?
We'll have a better review on the BET Awards, man. Hip Hop Awards, better reviews, man.
Yeah, we'll have better review on the other awards, so you know
what I'm saying? We'll care a little bit more. We might even watch those too, you know?
Yeah.
We just wanted y'all to...
I'm watching BET Awards just for the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like, shit, we just talked about the Grammy, so y'all could talk about some shit. Y'all could argue with this. Y'all could be like, oh, that nigga Pat is stupid. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Like, I love Mary's album. You know what I'm saying? Like, get on my ass if y'all need to, but at the same time, I don't give no fuck.
And on that note, this is the inaugural, like, you know, Just Checking In short. I ain't figured out what we can call these yet. Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel me. Keep checking
just
in.
Just checking in for a second.
Ooh, just checking in for a second. I like that. I like that. We're going to build off that. Yeah. Man, we try to throw y'all content for real, for real. So stay locked in with us, man. We appreciate y'all for following us so far. And shit, until the next full episode, catch y'all next time. Peace.